Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, mama, put that thing on easy mode. Go with standard a dish. Store mode is my big fetish. Go with standard a dish. My avatar's all coquettish.
It's standard hour. At Standard a Dish.
Oh, jeez.
I'm your host, Billy.
I'm Jackie.
I'm Alan.
And I'm Kaylee.
And we're playing the standard edition of everyone's favorite video game, Baldur's Gate 3.
Woo!
Yeah.
We got a few write-ins before we get into what we're doing this week.
First, did you get any birthday wishes?
I did.
I was going to say, yeah.
I actually did, yeah. How did somebody stealth that? It's crazy. So, you know, I got a few write-ins, but happy birthday. This was my favorite one. Happy birthday to the guy who makes our favorite podcast family-friendly. And I was like, I think the wrong person has received this birthday wish.
I was going to say, is that an earlier episode or earlier season maybe when we were...
Yeah,
that's I don't know. Exactly. Open parenting style.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like pretty early on we were dropping F-bombs. I feel like, I don't know.
I'm getting used to it now, you know.
Hey, I teased this last time, but Ira has sent us around. Moscow Mules for the crew. Praise the absolute. LOL.
Oh, praise. Get it. Yeah, that's a good one.
Absolute. That's funny.
Woo, thank you.
I put mint in mine.
I think that can be. I think that happens. You were texting about this. I think mint can be a thing.
Okay.
In these, yeah.
I feel like I've
seen
that. I'm
the only one who's drinking out of a metal cup, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but
that's
you're
true. You are
full
that's
blown.
True.
Yeah, you got.
Oh shit! I do even have. This is a shaker. I'm drinking out of a shaker.
Oh, okay. Well, that still counts.
My shaker. I do like even the jumbo have copper size.
Mugs. You do have copper mugs, Kaylee.
I should have thought of that.
Right, copper. Copper is the is how it's traditionally seen. At least I've seen it.
Copper. Yes.
Cheers. Thanks, Ira.
Yeah, cheers. Cheers. Thank you.
Woo!
Thank you.
We also got a new Patreon member, Daniel. So welcome, Daniel, to the Super Standard crew.
Yeah, welcome.
My brain's working a little slow here. Hey, if you want to support us at all, you can do Patreon, or you can write in, or you can do... you can buy us around as
well.
We'll trick it. And that's on our website, or all the other channels are... Standard a dish. Jackie has a quick mail for us, and then Alan is gonna give us a little tease of something you played recently. Jackie, hit me.
So I've been having a conversation with a Mr. Bacon, and he was
Mr. Bacon,
Mr. Who? Okay.
This isn't like while you've had a couple edibles in your.
No, this is a
little
name.
Talking bacon? To my bacon.
Kevin Bacon?
Okay.
He was having trouble with Shadow Hearts quest. There was like a save that he had a save like right before a really hard fight, and if he didn't do the fight, then someone was gonna leave, and I suspect it was Shadow Heart. I think he's ahead of us, so he was trying not to like reveal too much.
Oh.
And I just said, spam the quick save as like your, you know, anytime you get a successful hit, just save it. Or anytime the enemy misses, save it. But.
Oh, wow.
Then later he wrote and said that he took his relationship with Shadowheart to the next level.
No.
Oh,
so
hey.
It's possible.
No. Everyone's doing it but me.
Billy, you got competition.
Well, I left her at camp because now I know. She basically told me, right, I like guys who aren't interested in me. So I was like, stay at camp.
Uh-huh.
Get the fuck out of here. I'm not
talking
to
you. Yeah, you got to kind of play hard to get, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
She had a little thing to say, which we'll talk about some camp stuff that happened. But she had a thing to say. I didn't even fucking talk to her. didn't care.
Oh, you left it on exclamation?
Just, yeah, I don't got time for her. I didn't even look at her. I didn't want her to know. So I'm thinking about her. Hopefully she's not subscribed.
That's good. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, but hold on to her for a minute or whatever. Yeah, Kaylee, the motion you just made in the air. That's how you should
hold that twat. Oh. Sorry.
This is a family friendly.
Family friendly.
We can't friendly. Said hold that thought.
Yeah.
Yep.
That also works.
Oh, that does. That does also work. Yes.
Yes.
Wow. That's,
I get it. That's good. It took me a minute. Alan.
Billy got there.
What game did you recently play that was super controversial, but you finally got around to it? I'm curious what you thought of it.
Yes, yes. This is the special edition of very late review of a game that Alan just decided to finish and play. Dad Edition.
Dad Edition of.
Yeah. So I was gifted Callisto Protocol, like, I don't know when it came, whenever it came out. Mm-hmm. A while back, and I finally had the time to actually play the game, and it's one of those ones I was like, oh man, I'm a huge fan of Dead Space franchise. Obviously the first one was like game changer. Survival horror, we talked about how much I love that genre. So yeah, this was a cool, like, you know it was a good game, I thought, like, overall, but definitely its own like thing, definitely its own like beast. It did not feel, it had like the trappings of Dead Space, but the combat was definitely different. Like, it was a different, more like, I think I heard someone describe it as like almost like a beat 'em up, in like a way where like you can kind of just like or just like a fighting game, because like the way that you can melee and do a bunch of stuff is like different than how they did it. And Dead Space was very much like Resident Evil style, like third person camera, and like not as much like the first person kind of view. This wasn't first person, but it didn't feel like that level of gameplay. The dread was still there. I thought like the graphics were amazing. It looked beautiful, which was awesome. But one of the things that I was waiting for was like the weapon. The weapons were not like the same Dead Space weapons. Like they seemed almost less futuristic, which was odd to me. Huh. They almost felt a little bit more grounded in like regular like weaponry. Whereas like I remember some of the funnest weapons in Dead Space were like the I remember that they had like a pile driver, like some sort of like, it was like a nail gun. It was like a nail gun, right, Billy?
Oh, yeah.
That, and it would stick the corpses onto the wall. So there was like a lot less of like interaction with the weaponry too. It just felt like every weapon kind of did the same thing to the same enemies. Whereas this, where like Dead Space had like all these different like things that you could do with the weapons that just interacted way more with the environment, and I don't know, just made the game a little bit cooler and made you really want to like upgrade those. This I didn't feel as much. Third act to me was a slog, and that's fine, but it was overall pretty good game, I think. Still worth checking out, but don't go in thinking it's Dead Space.
Who, okay. Alan, who should play this and who shouldn't?
I mean, I think people who like Dead Space should play it with, you know, that caveat. If you don't like, I guess if you don't like horror games, maybe not for you. It's like very gory. They did still, keep with the death scenes, elaborate death scenes, which was like a very big thing for Dead Space franchise.
When you get killed,
there's a lot of different elaborate ways that the enemies kill you, and it's like a long cut scene sometimes. It's like over the top usually too, which was nice to see again.
I remember that.
Yeah, it's nice to see.
Kaylee and I dabbled into this game a tiny bit, but then didn't really pursue it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember that dabbling, and I can't.
But there was like a prison break, right?
Yeah, it all. The prison break. It's like outbreak on a prison colony kind of thing. So yeah.
And then there was this machine. Yes. We got stuck. There was like a machine with like rolling pieces.
Yes.
And you had to like throw, or one of the ways to kill the zombies is to like throw them into the machine.
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah. That was fun. Yeah.
It was really hard.
Yeah. Difficulty, I think, was there for sure. there was moments mm-hmm. where I was also feeling a bit like, oh man, this is kind of annoying.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, comes with the genre, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you said it best where, the arsenal in Dead Space almost gets a little immersive sim like, where you can be really creative and interact with the bodies in unique ways. Because like the whole point of that is cutting off their limbs, or
right, yeah,
like
yeah.
you could shoot a saw blade, yeah. but then hold the saw blade in the air with your telekinesis and
oh,
cut
right.
people
yeah.
with it, and like not even use any more ammo if you want to think about things. And so it had a very small Zelda-like be creative element with all the weapons, and this one really just didn't have that. It's like you have a gun or a different gun or a baton, and that combat's fun for I think like the first 2 hours, and then after that the fact that there's no creativity, it got old.
Yeah,
pretty quick.
There is, they did introduce some of the psychic stuff.
They do have that,
there like a
yeah there's yeah, like a telekinetic thing. And that's what you guys were talking about. So there's a few environmental kills where you pick them
yes.
up, you can
right.
throw them in the
right.
meat grinder.
Yes.
I found it harder to understand for some reason. I don't know if you did, Alan, where it was like the whole batteries with telekinetic thing. Like I couldn't always tell if I was full on it or out of
yeah.
like the
right.
energy for it.
Yeah. Yeah. That was, I think there was, some sort of UI like on his suit mm-hmm. that, indicated that, but, and that was another famous thing for Dead Space, like the no heads up UI or the
yeah, so smart.
So like mm-hmm, that was all, mm-hmm. you know, that was a cool thing. Less stuff to see on screen. It was just the stuff that was on his suit that told you everything you needed to know. Which I think they carried that out through here too. But I also didn't really know where the battery pack was. I didn't invest heavily into that. I kind of stuck with the guns and I kept that like pretty. I think standard at that point. I was like, I'm not going to pick people
that's
up.
How we
that.
Roll.
Yeah, I'm not going to pick people up that much. Which was, I think, was a newer. That might have been a newer feature too. I don't remember. Maybe that the other Dead Space had it, but I couldn't remember.
Yeah, I think it had some telekinesis in Dead Space
okay.
too, and you could like freeze people in Dead Space.
Mm-hmm.
If you
oh yeah,
to do that in this
yeah,
one
yeah.
too or not?
You could, I think you could just grab them. I don't know about freezing them. Mm. For some reason, I feel like there was like moments where you could like upgrade the weapons. You had to kind of choose like your kind of skill tree in that way. I think I feel like the stakes are higher in the older Dead Space where you had like these like gems or some sort of like specific components that like close out different parts that you couldn't go anymore, or like you have to do it in a whole another playthrough. You either like went all in on you know, like your standard weapon from the beginning and that could be like maxed out and really good, or you kind of branch out, but by the end you kind of like it kind of helped you want to play it again, but you have to be pretty dedicated, I guess, if you really want to go and do that. Same here, but I didn't feel the same urge.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I don't have the time. One playthrough, that's
true.
It.
One playthrough.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, really cool cinematic set piece moment feel. It would be a lot easier to recommend this game for me if it were like 3 hours shorter, funny enough. Or like, it just, then you could be like, dude, pick it up cheap, you know, crush it in 5 hours and it's like a roller coaster. But then you get these weird, like you were saying, Alan, like the whole stealth back end that is slow as hell and just boring. You're crawling around everywhere.
I felt the momentum in the game like die kind of at that point where like that there was a whole stealth section, and by the time I like got through it, I was like, all right, I'm done with that. And then they put you in another stealth mm-hmm. section that was almost just as long, and I was like, holy smokes. And like, you could go in the guns blazing, but I don't.
Oh yeah,
I'm not.
The stealth. I remember the stealth section. There were like guards that you had to avoid.
Yeah, they did like these like routes, and you kind of like had to like pick them off one at a time. And it took a long time. If you messed it up, then you had to like just waste a lot of resources to kill them,
mm-hmm.
and then you might just want to retry it again. But like Billy said, it was like very much like movie cinematic set pieces here and there, and it was fun. Some really fun stuff that happened. And then when you get there, I was like, oh, man, is this game over yet? Because, like, I can't do this anymore. So it kind of killed the momentum for that for me, too.
Yeah.
Weren't the didn't they have those big-ass robots?
Yes, they also have big-ass robots.
The big-ass robots that are really hard to kill and are also, like, not really able to be stealth. So you just have to, like, stealthily avoid them. You can't really kill them.
Well, there's one raising. At the beginning that you also can't stealth around, and you have to shoot in the head 3 times before it insta-kills you.
Right.
And I had to look that up. I was like, this is not making sense to me.
I couldn't do that. Mm-hmm. I think I actually ran away. I like stealth around. Yeah, nice. I stealth around him. I tried like several times to kill him the way they said, like shoot him 3 times. And it's like, nah, it didn't work. And then I just like stealth around and I just booked it into like into a shaft, Bruce Willis style. I just and then that was it. Yeah.
Anyway, that's Callisto Protocol. I think it's probably sounding like we don't recommend it now. I don't know. Check it out if you want.
Yeah, no, it's fun. It's fun.
Or play Dead Space because it's still a goat.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're not shooting things or telekinesing them or getting spooked. We're walking at a consistent gaunt and talking a whole lot. And
Trot.
A jaunt.
A jaunt.
I thought the J was a G for a moment there.
Jauntous. Jaundice.
Consistent jaundice. Anyway, it's fucking Baldur's Gate 3. Fuck you guys.
Yeah, it's a jaunt.
There's no sprinting.
This is your favorite family-friendly show.
Unless you're encumbered, then it's not a jaunt at all.
Oh, I got encumbered. That's
true. Oh, did you finally?
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah.
Good job looting.
Yeah.
It wasn't that. It was a different thing. I'll tell you in a minute.
Did you accidentally pick up, like, water barrels?
No, a different thing. I'll give you guys one more guess.
People?
If someone leaves, you just have all but it doesn't tell you that you do.
Oh, so for
you're
real?
Just
that's
like,
right.
What's happening?
Oh, weird. Okay.
So it took me a while to figure out what was going on.
Oh, they just give you the stuff. Yeah.
Well, someone also didn't leave. It was very confusing.
Oh, weird. Okay.
I can tell you in a minute when we get to it. Let's back up. We last all partied at camp. Most of us got lucky. I didn't. after that scene that everyone else probably got and I didn't. Various scenes. Apparently fingers were involved for Jackie.
No, it was Kaylee.
That was me.
Oh, Kaylee. Right. That's right. Kaylee
fingers.
Fingers
and mouths and things. Yeah. Family friendly.
Anyway, our druid friend or Kaylee's fingered friend, I can't remember her name. Hopefully you do. That would be respectful. Tells you to basically go to, what are the towers called? Where are we going?
Moonrise
Towers. All right. So we generally go in there. There's two different paths. And we're heading out. Alan, did you attempt a specific path at first, or where did you start your journey to Moonrise Towers?
I think I already kind of started exploring the Underdark. Is that what it's called? The depths, our version of the depths.
The depths.
Because we had found that like secret room, right, that went down. We talked a bit about it before, but it was like,
Is that what this is? The weird puzzles that I couldn't figure out?
Yes. Yeah.
Which you can bypass.
Yeah.
What? You can also bypass them?
Yeah, there's like a button in the wall.
Oh, that's right. You told me that one of your characters saw the button and mine are apparently too stupid.
So that I started there already. So I think there's a waypoint or whatever. Once you kind of open that door, Billy, and then you kind of get into that little section, there's a waypoint. So you can get back there pretty easily, I think. I was like already there. So I was like, okay, I'll start in the Underdark. Although, yeah, it's a lot. There's a lot of stuff going on down there, and I'm a bit lost. I don't know. I guess I'm down there. I'm in the dark.
What have you discovered in the dark? So have you gotten? So I know. Remember when you jump? When you get down there, you end up in a broken down saloonite temple.
A saloonite?
So the saloonites are a religious sect that worship the goddess Saloon, who is kind of the opposite to Shadowheart's Shar. Shadowheart Yeah, so Char is like goddess of darkness, and mm-hmm. Saluna is the goddess of light.
Oh, interesting.
The people in the dark are worshiping the light god.
Well, so the broken down, the shattered sanctum, the place where the goblins had infested above, yep. was also a Salunite temple.
Oh. Yeah.
And this is like an extension of it. Gotcha. And there's like a bit of lore you can pick up around there somewhere that does say like that they had kind of inadvertently expanded down to like bring the light to the darkness.
And, okay, that's cool.
And then shit went bad and they all perished.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like they're around anymore.
No, you can find their skeletons though.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I thought it was, yeah, I guess, yeah, that's, there's a lore. I thought it was something to do with Shadowheart because there was some maybe dialogue at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was like, ew, I don't like this place. Let's not spend time here.
Maybe that's it. This is the opposite of my people.
But so how did you, did you explore there and how did you get out of that space?
Oh, right. So there's a... when you go in there, there's like some crystal at the top of this like little mini tower, like near a gate that's closed, mm-hmm. and there's like a minotaur that like comes and tries to break open the gate, and it gets immediately fried by this thing, by this like tower that like shoots lasers. So I was like, oh damn,
like what genres are colliding in here suddenly?
All of them.
Yeah.
A Harry Potter centaur.
Yeah, it was like a centaur minotaur. Yeah. With a laser. Yeah. And yeah, so I think the first time I went there, I had jumped down like around the gate. I might have hurt myself getting down, but I only went alone. And I think
there not like a lever or something?
There is, yeah, I did find that eventually. Yes, there is a lever. There's, I need my party to help me also. So they didn't help me on this one. But,
did you get vaporized?
No, I didn't get vaporized. I ended up going back. I think there's another waypoint right there. So, like, even if you get past that area, you could probably just go back to that. I ended up just shooting the crystal at the top, and that stopped the tower from doing anything. And then I eventually found the lever after that, but I was more worried about like the crystal than I was the, because I got around it at first and I was like, I probably don't need this, but maybe I should destroy that thing and open it. I don't know. So yeah, that's how I got out. Yeah.
Cool. Okay. And then any other fun things?
Oh boy. Yeah. So the other fun stuff there is there's like a whole mushroom colony.
Yay!
The myconids, is it called? Yeah. It's very interesting. Aww. Yeah. And they also, so they kind of like, I don't know, like the Borg, I guess, like fungal, like sort of like, you know, just like they all like one sentient mind kind of thing almost. Mm-hmm. And there's also some like connection to the absolute. They have some sort of like connection with like with the worm too. There's some sort of weird thing, but like on a lesser level, I think. But anyways, like the Myconids are like at war with Drorgars or
Dwergars.
Yeah. I don't know. Are they like,
what are dwarves?
Good luck with that one, Billy.
Yeah, dwarves are
they're dark dwarves.
Dark dwarves. Okay, it's that makes sense.
So yeah,
Dwergar dark dwarves.
Dwergar dark dwarves.
Just like the silly like, the drow underdark. Or dark elves. Yeah,
right.
In the Underdark, everything's got to sound spooky. Yeah, if you're in the Underdark.
Yeah. So I think you have the opportunity. So you talk to them and you have the opportunity to kind of like fight those guys off. There's basically some backstory where they're like invading on the Myconids and like killing them, and so you can talk to like the sovereign, which is like their leader, and he basically tells you like, or they tell you that, you know, hey, can you kill these guys for us, and we'll give you stuff or give you a reward, and you kind of see like all their like, because they, you telepathically connect to them and you see like all the stuff that the Dwergars, those dudes, baddies.
Dwergar.
Yeah. Those guys are doing to them. And, you know, it's pretty bad. So I chose to get rid of those guys. I was like, oh, you know, I'll go with the mushrooms. Mm-hmm. They seem like, you know, not a lot of personality there, but fairly harmless. And they seem like they live there. They seem like they're the more like local, you know, being, and the other people are invading. So I'm like, oh, maybe I'll just.
Mm hmm. They were here first.
Kind of. Yes. That's kind of where, that's right where I went with it. So you go on a little adventure to kind of dispatch those guys. There's another, like, I don't know, there's a lot of like really leveled up things in there that I encountered, that I ran away from frequently. There's like this, I don't know what it's called, a bell something.
Yeah.
A bullet. Okay. Yeah. This guy is a fucking asshole. He basically stalks you the entire time you're there, kind of. And he like is basically like a graboid from Tremors, and is like tunneling through and like knocks you down and then pops up randomly. It's basically like the, like, you know, Mr. X or fucking like Nemesis down there. And eventually he will pop out and like come and get you. And it's not advised to fight him because that that like hit point is like 125 or something.
Yeah, he's he has a lot of health.
So beefy. And like, I don't think there was there was nothing. Like, I think we maybe had like one shot between our parties and like nothing did anything to him. So we were just like,
no.
I'm going to run away. So
run away.
So yeah, that was it. Mostly it down there. Yeah, got through the Myconid colony and they rewarded me after that. There was another little bit about another sovereign that was down there called Glut. He was fun. He joined your party and then you had a decision to like, he had also another backstory that was kind of interesting. Like he had a separate like colony in the, Underdark, and he also met the same fate, so he was like down to help you beat up these guys and kill these guys. But at the end, he kind of gives you a proposition. It's like, hey, but there can only be one sovereign, and you got to get rid of the solid colony so I can start my new colony.
Oh, and you got far.
Yeah, so that was kind of interesting. And
what did you do?
I ended up siding with the other colony. I took out Glit, which kind of sucked because I felt bad. I was like, he also had an interesting story. I was like, oh, he showed me like his backstory of his whole like colony getting decimated. But then like it'd have to be at the expense of these new people. And I was like, I need that reward.
Yeah, he's trying to like take over the new one.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. It was interesting. And he'd help me. Yeah, I mean, he was okay, but at least he was part of the party for a little bit. And then we took him out. So that was all my adventure down there. I still don't know where Moonrise Tower is.
Wow, and you've played a whole game I haven't played because I didn't go down there. I'm taking a different path.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't know if anyone else decided to go down there.
Did anyone else go down there? Well, it sounds like you guys at least did different playthroughs, or are you talking this playthrough?
I have not been down there yet my playthrough.
I have been down there, but I did the whole bit with another character, so I took the other pass with this one. Yeah,
gotcha.
But I have
Alan's
done
alone in the dark.
Am I alone in the dark? Oh no!
I'm planning to go through the Underdark.
Okay.
But I just haven't yet been down there as extensively as Alan has. Okay.
Yeah. There's a lot of cool stuff. It feels, I don't know. I enjoyed it down there. I thought it was pretty fun.
I liked it a lot on my first like run through on my first character. I thought the mushroom people really tickled me. I just like the glowy mushroom people. It's great. It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just a beautiful environment, you know?
Yeah. And like the Underdark itself is really interestingly like there's glowing mushrooms on the walls and there's all kinds of little secret hidden things. If you look around a long time down there, if you spend a lot of time, you'll be rewarded. But like you do have to be really careful because all of the enemies are super hard. And it's like, it's a neat, I don't know. It was a really challenging area to like kind of just get dumped into like when you're level 4. You know, you're like, oh shit.
I wasn't expecting. So it definitely feels like a place you should probably come back and maybe fight those things if you want to, or I don't know. Maybe I'll come back if I'm much more leveled up because I don't know how I would be able to beat that guy.
Yeah. But there's all kinds of cool stuff down there.
So what have you been doing, Billy?
Yeah, do you want to talk about the above ground? So first of all, on your way to the mountain pass, you kind of find a village. I guess I didn't write the village's name down because I'm
Joaquin's
dumb.
Rest.
Yeah, Joaquin Phoenix's Rest.
Okay.
And there's a group of flaming fists there. And there's like some dead drow and goblins, I think, who like slaughtered some other Flaming Fist people, but they're alive. And you kind of go up and have a very short conversation that goes nowhere. And then you find some other ones trying to break in a door, and they're just kind of like right away, like, counselor, whatever's in there. And you're like, you get an option to kind of like just start asking them stupid questions or just help them break open the door. And I was like, I'm just going to help break open the door. I also got like a really high roll, so my dude just went up and he Spartan kicked it open.
Wow.
Like he was kicking a Spartan down the well. Yes. He just went, boom!
Excellent.
Which was really funny, because then the way they did it was really good, where I feel like it really leaned into the D&D humor, where like you did that, it looked epic. Everybody, all the crew you're helping, like not your team, the four people who are trying to get in, they like just immediately run past you and start doing the thing they should be trying to do, like get in this burning building, and you kick the door open like a Spartan. They all run in like they would, and you're just like standing there until you take back control, and then everyone is doing the intelligent thing, and you're just kind of like, like in the back, like starting to waddle through the house really slowly. And so it's just like kind of funny. Like, I feel like it did a good job of showing the like what a critical hit would do, but then you don't like react like a human. You just like fucking stand there and wait for your next command. You know what I mean? So it was pretty funny. Anyway, so you go in there and you get upstairs, and there's another door you can kick open, and Counselor Floric is there.
Mm.
Who
Ooh, good memory.
You all run outside with. And she's kind of cool. Is she a drow?
I think so. I'm not exactly sure.
I can't tell. Yeah.
Yeah, I was hoping she was going to join the party. I was like, she seems kind of cool and like real strong female force kind of thing. And but what she basically says is like, I don't know, she's looking for a duke now. This crew's all got titles. They're real into titles. So I thought we were looking for the counselor. We got the counselor, and then the counselor's looking for the duke. And I was like, oh, Jesus, what? I thought you were looking for you. No, there's a different one. It's like, all right, whatever. Anyway, the duke's probably at the towers. And I was like, oh, I get it. We're doing that thing again where we're setting up some characters who it's like, you barely interact with them, but really they're just setting up, we'll meet you at the towers if you want to like help us with this shit. Hmm. And so I just said, yeah, because I fucking suck at this game. And I was like, if these people help me when I get there, that'll probably be really valuable, because I can't apparently understand the combat in this game. So I was like, yes, you help me when we get there. That sounds like a great idea. So anyway, so they ran off to do that. So then you kind of keep waddling around. So I'm kind of like, you know, slow walking, speed walking. I'm like a Nana out there. Like, that's how my characters seem to move, is you're kind of like speed walking in the street with weights on your hip, I guess. Like, that's full speed is the speed walk. And you kind of get to this bridge area, but it has an overlook. And there's this character there. You have a real short interaction, so I don't remember much about her, but she's basically like, there's a dragon ahead. Like, what are you doing?
Oh, yeah.
Get down. And you have like a few things you can say. And I ended up doing this like multiple times because spoilers what's about to happen. But I think it's all pointless. Like, sorry, I just mean like, I don't think you can do anything with this person. And I think basically she's going to say whatever she's going to say. Yeah. And it's really just a warning person to make you think you have choices. And no matter what you do, she's like, fuck you, I'm out. And I was like, oh, all right. Then one time, this was one thing that disappointed me a little bit. She's like, you shouldn't go that way. You should find a different way. That's what I'm going to do. But she won't really seem to do anything with you, at least for whatever ways my character was talking to her. So I just fucking followed her. And I was like, look, I'm being smart. Oh. I'm going to follow her.
Oh, that makes sense.
After a little bit, she just disappears. So I was like, that's not a real thing you can do. So I was like, that kind of sucks. Because in other parts of the game, they go through a lot of like, it's all about being clever. But then in this one, it literally did like old school games.
She despawned.
Yeah, she literally stood still and then just like dematerialized.
Wow, that sucks.
All right, that's stupid.
Yeah,
it does suck.
Yeah, that does seem like it would be like a mechanic in the game where you or like part of the story or something.
I was so excited.
Could...
I was like, I'm going to figure, because I couldn't figure out where the stupid Underdark was. So I was like, and at this point, I had already died in the thing I'm about to tell you like four times. So I was like, I'll follow her to find a new path. And then she just dematerialized. And I was like, no. Oh, I guess
the game.
I guess I won't.
The game called her back to, yeah, to the memories.
Like, you've served your very limited purpose. Anyway.
That is weird. Huh.
So if you continue ahead, you see a dragon on a bridge and Ilyaka. Oh, that was the person. That's the person who dematerializes.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, there's some Gith Yankee down there with the dragon.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I'm going to hand it to one of you guys in a second here to describe more dragons. Of this moment.
Damn.
Yeah, so they ride the dragons.
Oh,
the Gith Yankee ride the dragons.
Yeah, so they ride the dragon. So there's a Gith Yankee on the dragon. He's such a dweeb. I don't know about this character. And they're, you know, everyone's like got sworn fealty to him or something. He's like the queen's guard. I don't know. He's such a dweeb, Alan.
Oh, but really? Anyway, okay, but
you can't even fight him. He's such a little bitch, and then he runs. But those people are real strong, and they kill you over and over and over again.
Oh yeah.
So also,
are these all?
I have my Gith Yankee with me, so okay. She left, which means you're over encumbered because for some reason she gives you all her shit when she leaves.
Wait. Oh,
wait, what?
What?
Lazel left you.
Yeah, so if you approach the Gith Yankee that are on the bridge,
okay,
Lazel from a far distance is like, my people are, you get the dragon cutscene or whatever. If Lazel's in your party, she's like, my people are down there, let's go. And you have a few pointless things you can say. I don't think any of them change the course of anything. You could just be like, okay, no, don't, wait, whatever. And no matter what you say, she's like, fuck you, let's go. I think it's pointless. Okay. Anyway, so she goes. But she's just running to the bridge people as if like, my people. Mm-hmm. But for when she does it, she gives you all her. So all her shit transfers to you. And she's just at the people immediately. So I had this weird moment where you have the cutscene and I'm like, yeah, let's go. But then I'm out of the cutscene. She's not with me. But there's still like distance to travel. She's just gone. And I'm really speed walking. Like Nana's got a bag of weights on her back now. And I'm like, and it's like, you're over encumbered. I was like, I didn't pick anything up. What? So I go in my stuff and I'm like, what is this stuff? And then I finally realize like Lazel's not in my party. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening? So anyway, when you go down there, she's just part of the conversation.
Yeah. Hmm.
And you get a few moments where you can like, try to steer the conversation through her. Like she's talking to the Gith Yankee soldier leader guy.
Mm-hmm.
And you get choices that are like, it's actually kind of stupid. It's like whisper or like mouth to her to play it cool or mouth to her to whatever. And
oh,
then
what?
She just like does what you mouth to her. And then what? I don't know. Huh. It doesn't change anything anyway, I think.
Okay.
I think no matter what, the dude's like, fuck you, and we're going to fight. And then he rides off on his dragon, and then his people kill you. Okay, sorry. I just went for way too long about that fucking moment. Please tell me other things I don't know about this.
So that doesn't happen.
Wow.
That's because you don't have Lazel, or because you do?
No, I had Lazel in my party when I went and did this.
Okay.
And Lazel stayed in my party, did not give me any for shit. And like you still do that whole mouth thing where you kind of like silent communicate on like how to handle the situation, but she definitely did not ditch us.
Did you say something different when she's like, let's go?
I don't remember.
Because I did, I think I did all of them, but maybe I
because if
didn't
you went back and did this a
of
couple
them?
Times, I don't know. I feel like I went, did, has she, have you been pissing her off a lot? Have she, have you been getting a lot of disapproval?
Well, I
from
didn't
her?
Fuck her, right? Remember the whole conversation where, like, I don't even remember the time
like
I didn't
rejected
bang her.
Now?
Yeah,
I wonder if her,
anything there.
So, under the character sheets, there is like an approval rating for how that character feels about you.
Yeah, like under all their stats at the very bottom.
It's like like Uber rating, like your Uber,
like an Uber rating. I wonder if she was just giving you zero stars.
Oh,
and,
yeah,
like,
maybe too many zero stars,
and,
Billy.
Like,
why does she want to bang me so bad if she's not approving?
Oh, but then you didn't bang
after.
Well, fair.
Right.
I wonder if you made a bunch of decisions after that point. And like, Lazel and Shadowheart don't like each other.
True.
So maybe
yes.
making decisions that Shadowheart might have liked.
That's also.
Maybe pissed off Lazel.
That's true.
And so I wonder if she like bailed on the party as soon as she had an out.
Maybe. That's cool.
That's
the thing is, she still fights with you once you do the dialogue. So it's like really annoying.
Oh.
Just carry her shit to the dialogue and then. You control her,
and then you control her.
I don't know. Maybe it's just a busted bug. And
I was gonna say,
does she stay in your party after the fight?
Well, Kaylee, there is no after the fight. You just die.
You haven't. You haven't made it through the fight.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What are you talking about? There is no way to win that fight.
So,
yeah, so I think I need to turn and head to the Underdark.
Well, so I'll tell you what happened to me is that, like, I found that I got that cutscene and all that stuff a while ago. Attempted the fight, died several times, and walked away from it. And then we did the goblin stuff. And then I went back that way. They're all gone.
Oh, wait, you just walk right past them. Wow.
They're not there anymore.
Okay.
So you might leave, go do something else, and come back for a bit. You know, let's see if they disappear.
That's so confusing. Well, I was Well, here's one more thing I did. I'll tell you guys. Oh, and then actually, I rested a lot through all this. So we can talk about a couple things that happened through that.
Yeah, yeah.
Finally, were you? Yes.
So we get, we'll do that in just a second. But before I rested a lot, I went back and got Gale.
Need rest.
He was still chilling at the portal.
Oh, yeah.
And I just
pulled. You got him. Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you mean at camp? Oh, I forgot you never picked him up.
Yeah.
No, I never.
Yeah. Gale's at camp. Duh, right. Oh,
he's still hitchhiking. He was still hitchhiking on the main path. Still
his thumb out. Yeah.
Yep.
Waiting for someone to pull him out of the portal for days.
So the so this encounter that you guys had with the Githyanki, is this the Githyanki creche or the patrol? The one, this is not the that mission or the journal.
It does further that storyline.
Oh, okay.
Of the search for the creche, because they are part of the creche that Lizelle is looking for, but they are not at the creche.
Gotcha. Okay, so that's like just another thing to
do. And they mention, Alan, that they are seeking the weapon and the artifact.
The artifact,
says it doesn't want to go with the Githyanki. It wants to stay with you. Because it like comes to you again and it's the thing where the narrator's telling you what the artifact is thinking, but it wants to stay with you. And then you do actually have a choice where you could be like, I have it right here. I don't know what would happen there. That felt too stupid, so I didn't click.
It's right here.
It felt too stupid for your character, which is picked all the stupid options.
Yeah. So. Maybe I should have done it.
Apparently, there is a way to talk them into leaving you alone.
I was going
to
say.
And letting you pass.
With Lizelle, I thought you maybe could roll your way out of this or something, or like.
Maybe. Yeah, I did pretty well too, though, which is funny, but I must have failed one. Maybe it had like three in a row kind of persuasion checks, but it was like I did one and it passed, and then another and it passed. Oh, actually, that was kind of interesting. One of them that passed, because you're passing mouthing to her, right? And then she does her thing. And then he just literally said, like, I can tell you're lying to Lizelle. Even though I had passed the check. So I wonder if I just picked a bad option with like,
you can also talk to him. You can also talk to him directly. You don't have to.
Oh, you're right. There was a whole path where you don't let her do it. And that felt so like the man's going to speak for her. I was like,
It is that way.
Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cause I figured that. Yeah. Having Lizelle in your party would make sense of that interaction, and maybe she can help you out and you wouldn't have to do the fight. Especially it sounds like a pretty hard fight.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's like very hard Yankee fight. Are so powerful.
They
have like psionic powers.
Oh.
Like psychological damage. And they can do like three attacks per turn. Emotional damage. Essentially.
They're leveled a lot. I feel like they gotta be higher levels because I feel the point is they're here to guard this pass to probably make you think you should go the other way.
Plus a dragon, right?
Unless you're Kaylee.
The dragon flew away.
Oh, the dragon flew away. Okay, so dragon's not part of
the
fight.
The dweeb.
He leaves and that's not part of the fight. Okay.
He leaves on the dragon, thankfully. But
thank God.
Okay, so it sounds like the Githyanki are pretty OP.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, like I don't know. Maybe I just got lucky, but
You didn't have to do it.
You know, I didn't have to do it. Like I definitely attempted that fight earlier in our playthrough, and then like was like, I died like three or four times in a row, and I was like, okay, I'm good right now. I'll go do something else for a bit and come back to this, and then they weren't there. So
weird.
I can give you something else to do, Billy, to go and come back if you still want to try.
Is it? What is it?
So at Joaquin's Rest, There are, there's like an area that's like the floor is, the ground outside the house is on fire. It's like a pathway off to the left of the house. You're standing in front of the house looking at it to the left. Then there's like two or three buildings, like kind of barn shed things. And one of them has a cow in there that will attack you if you don't interact with it in the right way. And oh, and actually, there is another person to save in this burning building. But I have yet to see the point of doing this, because it's just like some worker dude, you pull him out of the rubble and he's like looking for his fiance, and he says something about how like they got into an argument and she hid the dowry, and like, I don't know, but the hidden dowry is in one of these sheds.
Oh.
So you can find it and bring it back to him, and he's like, okay, thank you, and that was it. Like,
oh,
what do you know, like what was the point?
You don't just like helping people to help people.
You don't.
No.
Just,
well,
don't
she also dies in the fire, so you know.
Yeah, the fiance is dead.
Oh,
yeah.
So he just wanted. To, so could like, you ever keep the dowry, or is it always you have to give it
you
to
could.
Him? Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, you could probably just not bring it to him, right?
Yeah.
Or give it to him and then kill him and then take it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and just do it. True. Do it for the approvals or disapprovals.
But then there's a shed with a bunch of boxes in front of the door. And if you go in there, there's some dude like blocking a trap door who's like about to fight you, but you don't have to fight him. You can talk your way out of it. And if you do it successfully, it inspires Asterion. Mm-hmm. So you get a point of inspiration for that interaction. But anyway, you go down this trap door and it's like some bandit, huge underground bandit hideout.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool.
So there's a merchant down there that you can get like really just really basic stuff. He's mostly just good for like offloading, like selling your stuff. But if you pick up the quest from their leader, then once that's done, you can buy more cool stuff from him.
Mm-hmm.
Like fun bombs, or I forget.
He's got
exactly.
Good, decent armor.
Armor, yeah, armor. Yeah, yeah. Special armor.
Yeah.
Which is really fun. Billy, if you haven't picked up any like cool special effects armor yet, like highly recommend.
No,
I don't think I've
special effects
any.
Armor.
Yeah. Yeah. So then the boss in this hideout, she says like, we were expecting a caravan. We're like a shipment with some very sensitive materials. And they haven't gotten here. I don't know where they are. I think it was attacked. Our caravan was attacked. So please go find them, bring the cargo to me, and do not open this chest.
Oh.
Right? So tempting. So tempting. So I am most of the way through that errand. The hyena people that we talked about. Did we talk about those?
Oh, right. Okay.
People?
Yeah, yeah. There was, yeah.
Where
yeah.
they
yeah.
transform.
Yeah.
That's the caravan.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But then if you follow like the trail of blood or something, it leads you to where the there's some people stranded and there's more of those hyena people.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yes, I think I did this. Yeah. Yeah.
You did that?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you do the bandit hideout thing?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I think that quest is probably not going to be the same for me if I do that, because
I wonder if you do it backwards, right?
Yeah.
Like if you never go into that hideout and you just find these people to rescue, they probably take you there.
Right? I don't know. Yeah.
No?
Yeah, I'm
they
not
don't?
Yeah, I don't maybe. I don't I opened the chest of that. I don't know if that
yeah.
that changes things. Yeah, yeah, there you go.
I opened the chest too.
Yeah, yeah.
What's in it?
I don't remember. What was in it, Kaylee?
What's in it is it's like an iron flask that is glowing red.
Mm.
And it says that it's a flask that's used to capture some kind of spirit.
Oh.
And this one is occupied. And
oh, you see?
Opening it is not going to be good for anybody.
Okay.
Oh,
interesting.
Did you do it?
No, I haven't. I was like, this seems like an emergency break glass kind of scenario here.
I didn't even read the item description properly. That does not ring a bell at all. I should go look at my item and make sure I didn't sell it or anything.
So cool. Okay. I wonder if it's like a gin or something.
I was
going to
say, that sounds like
It could be. Sounds like a gin. I don't know. So I went, I had done these in the other order because I think I found the people when we were doing Carlock and then I did the walking dress.
Yeah, same.
And, and so, like, I did go down there and talk to them, and that chick was torturing and killing the guy who lets you take the chest, one of the ones you rescue.
Oh, damn. Uh-huh,
because he lets you take it. Whoa. Yeah. You have to convince him to let you take it. Yeah. So they die. the guys you rescue.
Oh, no.
But she's, like, kind of impressed by you and lets you keep it. And is like, you better turn it into our buyer in Baldur's Gate. If not, we'll find you. And it's like, okay. Okay. So it's kind of like now you're involved in this smuggling.
Oh, interesting.
Of some kind.
Okay, so
cool.
Yeah, that's still a cool like thing that you can still do. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, that sounds like a cool quest.
Yeah.
It's a cool side quest. And Billy, it's worth doing. And then Jackie, I think I didn't know this, but you told me this earlier tonight, is that there's a way to the Underdark through that hideout.
Yeah.
I did not
know
that.
So it's like exploring. So I'm exploring the hideout and looking at the mini map to make sure I've gotten all the corners, you know. And there's a bit that looks like an outcropping, I don't know, a branch, right, from the main area. And I walk over to it and it's just rock. And there's like a sleeping wolf in front of the rock, and if you get close enough to it, your people in your party can perceive that the rock is just an illusion.
Maybe
your
party. I don't know if you've been with my party.
it only works on.
Oh, Billy.
no perception checks.
Well, so you can just walk through it, and there's an elevator that brings you down to the Underdark.
Okay. Interesting. Uh-huh. Okay.
That's neat. So, Alan, in your travels down there, I don't know if you found, there's like a storage cache that's just abandoned.
Yeah.
Like a lot of random stuff you can pilfer, and there's an elevator that's broken.
Yes. Yes.
So the top side is where it works.
That makes sense.
And
so
you can bring it down.
Those people, what are they called? That gang, or there's like a specific
Zentarim.
Yeah. Yes. I met them actually.
Zent.
Yeah, I met them one other time in the Goblin Camp, just random. Like they were in front of another store room, and they're pretty surly. They, I think I talked to them, and they were like, they didn't like immediately want me to. They're like, definitely don't go through this door. Well, we're gonna mess you up if you do. I'm like, okay. And then I kind of like left, and then they leave, and then you can just go in that storeroom after. And I don't know if it's the same stuff it was when they were there, but there was a lot of good stuff. So, yeah, I found that storeroom down in the Underdark. I plundered everything I could in there. And then there was an elevator. Yeah, there was an elevator. But at the time I was with Glut and he was like, I can't go up there. I'll die. Because he has to be in the Underdark because he's a mushroom. Yeah. So and we didn't finish like the dark dwarves I'm not saying another word the dark dwarves quest so I was like, okay, Glut, I'll let you hang out with us and we can do that. So okay, the elevator goes up to the bandits or that camp then, right? Cool.
Yeah,
I thought that was Moonrise Tower, but I guess not. Well, there it goes.
No such luck.
Damn. I will still be in the dark.
Now you're lost.
A bit longer of a journey.
I'm still in the dark.
You want to talk about sleeping?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about sleeping.
Take a little,
sure do.
Little rest.
I took a rest. And Lazelle attacked me. Well, so first I laid down on my cot, but then I wasn't on my cot. I was actually like sitting down on a wooden post, like staring at a farm field or something. I don't know. I don't know how I got there. But anyway, my character's there. He also looked real fucked up. He's like, oh my God. Oh, I don't think I'm going to make it. And I think the narrator's telling you something too about how like it really feels like it's taking hold. You know, you're fucked, man. It's saying stuff like that. in the way that they say it. And then Lysel like springs on you while you're down and puts a knife to your throat. And she's like, I feel it too. It's taken me and whatever. And then you have some options for how to talk her down. Also, one of the options is just like attack her, which I appreciate that, because like, you know, you could probably do that anytime with like all these characters, right? And then take the worm from them and do different things. So it's like, I appreciate that it's there. It sounds like kind of a, like that doesn't excite me as an option. It's like I'd rather have the character around, see all the like characterful stuff that's gonna happen, not just like end a storyline just because I can. Right. But it's cool that it's like one of the options is just like fight her. But essentially, you can somewhat easily convince her, or at least I only had to pick one option, and it worked out to just kind of say like, "Hey, you're stronger than this. You know, we can wait." And she's like, "Oh, I'll wait till the morning," which leads to you back on your cot, or I guess sleeping bag thing, bedroll. And you get the dream visitor that you guys talked about a while back.
Oh, right.
So that kind of leads right into the dream visitor.
Yeah.
So you want to, I wrote some notes. Do you want me to keep going, or
you want to tell me
about this dream visitor you're so excited about?
No.
All right.
No, I want
do you remember
you to tell me, Billy, about the dream visitor.
Yeah, do you remember designing this character?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, okay.
Yeah, see, me and Alan are the same, dweeb playing this game.
Yeah, okay. But that makes so much sense now, because I had a hunch. Guardian. I had a hunch that it was the person, maybe, but because I have, like, I don't know. But so that makes sense, because I think I told you guys, like, I did my character. I think I, like, left and I gave the controller to Kara, and then she went ahead and made this character, who I think is the dream character. Yeah, so so my seeing them, I was like, is this the character that Kara made? And yeah, I guess it was. Yeah, I didn't even ask her about it, because she might have just not been around when that cutscene happened.
Yeah. I didn't do that. I feel like I had a slightly similar experience, though, in that, like, I poured a lot into designing my character, so then I was fatigued with that action, and then it fed me a new character, and I was like, what? So I just hit random and accept. Yeah. And like immediately never thought about it again. Gotcha. Forgot it existed. Yeah. Like,
see,
just put no real imprint, because I was too tired with like character creator stuff at that point, because I had tried already.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think it's
totally forgot we even did that.
That's basically what I did in my own way by giving it to Kara. I was like,
you were like, okay, wait a minute, I can't do this anymore.
I did like eye details. I did like all this other stuff. I can't do this again. Kara, you want to do this? And she's like, okay, yeah.
It's also funny because like I did roll something that looked really stupid, so I was like, oh, that's perfect. So then when it was in roll, I was like, why did they pick a like fat dwarf with pink glowing hair and eyelashes, but with this like beautiful voice? That so is it the voice you've been hearing as the narrator?
Not the narrator.
Okay. Oh, I was going to say, I thought that might have been.
It's not the narrator.
I thought it was the narrator. Maybe.
You thought that too, Alan? Yeah.
Well, I thought maybe the voice, because I knew that there was another character that, you know, Kara made, and I was like, where do they come back into play? And like, I kind of forgot about them for a while, and I was like, oh, maybe then the narrator, and then they get revealed later, but I don't know.
I thought it was the same voice.
I thought it was in this area, just like omnipresent.
Is it cute to watch you guys watch us try to play this game?
Yeah, I don't.
This is my favorite. I love it. I just love this concept, Philly. I'm just like this. You're just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it was so. It was
who the fuck are you?
I was like, this is weird choice for this scene,
right? Because anyways,
so it's really like celestial.
It was your choice.
It's like this really celestial, like sophisticated scene with the
right.
It's for all purposes, like it pretty much is the narrator's voice. It's like, being really articulate and eloquent and soft and all these things, and you are like falling and floating down. She's like holding her chubby little stump arms up to catch you, and then it reveals that she's like this little stump. She's like, burr, 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 burr. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, what is this? But now it makes more sense that I'm responsible.
Right, right. The game wasn't responsible for feeding this to you, which it didn't like align with anything else in the game. And then you're like,
it's my fault. It makes sense.
Which developer decided to do
this? It makes sense that I did this.
Fucking love that.
It was me.
I had a dark urge thing happen.
Yeah.
I kind of regret not choosing.
Oh.
But so you know what happened with Gale, right? I chewed his hand off. Mm-hmm. And
mm-hmm.
when I got the dream visitor for the first time, they offer you their hand to help you up from your lying or seated position, and you could choose to the same one. Think about chewing their hand off. And I was like, no. You're not going to get me again with that one.
We did this.
I actually thought you were going to say, give them Gale's hand. And I was like, that would be way more clever.
I would have chosen that.
That sounds fun.
Slap Gale's hand in their hand.
Like, okay.
Yeah, chew a hand off again seems like it would have been a poor choice. You kind of already saw it.
Right. Like, give me something new. Yeah. Like, I haven't had any other dark urge stuff happen.
Mm.
Huh.
Your dude has really got a hand fixation.
Yeah, I guess so.
So Billy, what's this person doing? So she says that she's not going to let you become a mind flayer, right? Mm-hmm. But she also tells you to accept the power that the little worm is giving you because mm-hmm. she's going to protect you. You know. Oh, you got to learn to wield it. That's how we're going to do the thing. You're special. That kind of stuff. This is a fight to save the fate of the world. You're the special one because I'm going to help you, whoever the fuck I am. Because mm-hmm. We made her, but forgot.
Right.
And that's right. why you're able to not get controlled by it. But anyway, because of this, then you can consume little wormies to unlock powers, psionic mm-hmm. powers, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. Did so this is essentially there? Your is skill right? tree.
So now, well, sorry to be clear, feel like I already had a fucking skill tree to manage.
well, yeah.
And three others, and now I have another skill tree.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
This one's a more simple skill tree.
This one's a more like simple. Old school skill tree.
Straightforward. Right.
Mm-hmm, yeah. mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you can also apply that. That is for all of your other characters too.
Wait, what? Oh, sorry. I don't have to make the choice for them. They just all get it.
Mm-mm. You can make the choice. You have to make the choice for them. So if you want them to use, they can also use the parasites.
If you gave it to them?
If you gave it to them. Okay. So you have
but
to,
you have
like,
to convince them to use it.
Yeah. Oh. So like some of them are okay with it and some of them are not okay with it.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. I've had some conversations around, deciding or
like
Lizelle
is like, don't get that thing anywhere fucking near me. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
Asterion, it's like
I thought
one of
you liked
turn-ons.
Worms, Lizelle. You keep trying to get me in bed.
Oh.
No.
I thought you liked them. I didn't order the Moscow mules.
It wasn't my fault. Yeah, it wasn't me.
Praise the absolute.
It was a dark urge. Done. It was a dark urge.
That's Jackie's dark urge over there. Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah. So this was like I remember the dream character was an interesting like, you know, twist. I thought that was kind of cool. And then I mm-hmm. still don't really know. I mean, I think we don't know. Like, at first I was like, am I supposed to trust this person? Like, everything they say is like, okay, the tadpole is good now, and I can use it to my advantage. Also, they're like in a, you know, a fourth dimensional interstellar bookcase. Place where they're like fighting another war and they're like protecting us from something.
Right.
Seems very sus.
Yeah.
They had a very Marvel moment where they held back a cosmic power while they pushed you away or some bullshit.
Yeah, yeah. So there's this whole we really don't know a lot. They might have I think I might have seen them one other time, maybe. But I still don't know. Where the tadpole...
She said she saved a... Sorry, I guess I can't remember if you can choose gender. I assume you can, but my guardian angel said that she saved us once before. Is she the person who saved our fall from the ship?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tadpoles.
Fairy godmother.
Down the hatch. Yeah. Little
chubby
I think
little
the second...
Fairy godmother.
Tequila
the
shot.
Second dream visit... She essentially just says, like, infiltrate Moonrise Towers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right?
And
that sounds right. Yeah. That's
how, bitch? I try it.
Where?
Give me more superpowers.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You like, you know, eat the parasites and yeah.
Get the parasites in you.
It seems like you got the power to stop celestial beings from breaking through the outer rift. Why don't you get on the ground floor with me? We can wrap this shit up.
Exactly.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Have you guys encountered any tadpoles to Namon?
I had four.
What?
Yeah.
How? Where? How? I don't think I've encountered that many.
Killing people.
The goblin leaders.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, the three goblin leaders.
You gotta loot those corpses, Alan.
I don't know if I. That's interesting. I don't. Did I? I must have looted them.
They could also just be in your inventory and you didn't. You have to go in and click them and be like, use.
Oh, damn. Yeah. Maybe I should really look at my inventory more.
Well, also.
Probably tossed them on the side of the road when you were over.
It's like, I'm just like, where's?
That and the genie.
Sell them, yeah.
Sell them
bottles. Why would I have all these bottles?
It's all these bottles. What is this?
Yeah.
It's a bottle. Yeah, this seems like an empty
one. So when you go into your menu, you know, 12 o'clock is your character sheet.
Oh, God. Yeah, yeah, the other. Yep.
And then the wheel, like the 11 wheel. Is alchemy and whatever, whatever, whatever.
Yep, yep, yep.
There was an empty space on the wheel.
Yes.
Now it's filled in.
Yes.
And this is your parasite skill tree.
Gotcha, gotcha.
I think it's at like 2 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah. I think I did go in there. The only time I... straight up ate the worm was at the grove. Did you guys get the one there?
Mm-hmm.
You ate it
or whatever? Oh, or you take it or whatever.
Oh yeah, okay.
Or whatever. Like, it goes down.
What?
goes up in there.
Yeah. The one that Halson's got on his desk.
Yes the one that yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Right,
yeah. That's the first time I encountered or
steal it, but
oh yeah, yeah. Okay,
yeah.
And then I think it probably opened up that skill tree and then I didn't do anything with it yet. I kind of forgot about it.
There's another one that you can find. Those two characters that kind of are dealing with the dying guy on the ground. Dying mm-hmm. guy has one. Mm-hmm. And then
we should kill them. Do they have parasites?
They probably do. I don't know. That's a good point.
Well, they're long gone anyway.
Okay.
Okay. And then I'm trying to remember. I feel like I stumbled upon a couple others.
Wow. So you guys are just taking them in.
Yeah, they're not super super abundant, but you can find them.
Okay, okay,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I mean, I also was like, we hadn't really talked about it yet, so I was like, kind of waiting to see what mm-hmm. uh-huh. the deal was. Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Does it change? Because it didn't seem like
four. Right,
I mean,
away.
We won't know until the end.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because it seemed like we're trying to get rid of this thing, and now we're like getting fed information that it's good. Our party members are kind of like. Not about it for the most part, at least the people I've talked to. Like, I think Tarlax, like, what are you doing?
Shadow morally Heart. Upright people.
Yeah. I don't hang around with like Asterion all that much. I probably didn't even.
Asterion's all in on it, man. Yeah. I used like four of them, and then he was like, so I've heard about these parasites now. He's like, I'm only complaining that you didn't share, darling.
Oh, yeah. Like, that's funny.
Well, you'll get the next one if that means that we can just live together. So. I think it worked.
Oh, I'll share.
I'll share. So he's all in on that. I think Shadowheart also is like okay with it from like a advantage, like can't turn down any kind of advantage standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
I think Gale also tends to be okay with it just because he's like new magic.
That's true. So, he's all about the weave and the magic and testing his luck, I guess.
Yeah.
Gale also has his whole story about like needing to consume magic artifacts, which is kind of interesting.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like a bit of a magic cookie monster. Getting all my he's like, I need more of your magic inventory. I'm like, dude, I need this stuff too. Like I'm like I'm never looking to like just get stuff just for Gale. I like buy stuff and I'm like, I'm not gonna use this. All right, Gale, have it. But also like sometimes I'm, you know, I don't really want to give them anything. I'm like, hey.
But also you could sell them and they're like mm-hmm. really valuable.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Why am I giving it to Gale?
I'm kind of curious how long I can starve him. I just told him no so far.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just kind of curious how long he'll like.
Oh, boy.
I don't know, Billy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. I want to see it. Let's see what you got, Gale. I just fucking pulled you out of a portal. You're already asking for shit. Get over it.
He's needy. He's a taker.
Jonesing. He's jonesing. Hey man, just a little match to get me by.
Need a little bump. Need a little bump. Is that a magic ring? Is that a ring? Huh? What's that? What's that?
I'm rewatching Breaking Bad right now. It's great.
Hit of the weave. Give me the hit of the weave.
Just a little taste, man.
Well,
so what are we doing? So we're all just continuing on the paths, try to get mm-hmm. the Moonrise Towers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I guess so.
Okay.
So, yeah, Billy, if you, how do you think you're going to proceed? Do you think you're going to still keep going with the Githyanki fight, or do you want to try to go downstairs?
I was going to try it one more time by leveling Gale up, removing mm-hmm. what's her face from my party. Githyanki from my party.
Mm-hmm.
And I had just done all the rests, so I had done all those superpowers, although I don't understand what any of them do yet, because yeah. they're kind of... I think I'm dumb, which I know we already know that. But it's
no,
really
these are complicated.
It's
they
really
complicated.
Hard for me to understand literally any of the spells or moves in this game when all yeah. I do is read a description. And yeah. I just can't like visualize what it means. I think I'm definitely a have to do it kind of learner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so when it's just like so many blocks of if you whatever with this percentage and that and blah, 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 blah. And then and you're literally picking like multiple things at once and all your characters level up at the same time. And I normally just like black out. And I'm like, I don't know. Uh-huh. I literally yeah. have no idea. What
yeah.
I'm
yeah, it's a
way
lot.
Too much for me.
It's a lot. I'm always surprised that like after I level up, I'm like, oh, look at they have that new thing. Did I pick that? Oh, okay. I don't know.
Yeah.
But then sometimes there's like hard. Stuff that's like attached to like abilities that you get just because you have a certain armor or like some piece that you're wearing.
Uh-huh.
And then if you take that off, it's like gone. And I'm like, oh, where's that thing that I was yeah. using? Oh, I changed yeah. it for the other magic thing that I have.
Mm-hmm.
I did a whole thing, Alan, for that. And it, like a special blade was going to do a thing. And then I equipped it, and because of some choice I made a long time ago that I didn't remember anything about, it was like, you can't use this with your character because they have a specialization in whatever or something. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh.
Lame.
Right.
Not proficient.
Right.
Yeah, it was like, I don't even know what you're telling me, but I guess thank you for telling me it wasn't going to work. So now I can
yeah,
fucking
I was gonna,
feed it to Gale, the little fucking...
I was going
to
say, that I do see a lot of armor that I'm not proficient with, and like, I don't... Or like mm-hmm. some specific things, I'm like, so... The disadvantage there are just you're not, maybe you get the hit points or the some certain thing, but you don't get like
I guess with this depends. One, it was like, because you're not yeah. proficient, you wouldn't even get the spell.
Oh, so whatever. you don't get the thing that's like attached
yeah,
to it.
Yeah, the
sometimes.
Special thing.
Oh,
maybe?
I see. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, don't take my word for it.
No, that's, I guess what I'm asking. I haven't
barely
done
understand
it
what's happening.
Because it says not proficient. And then sometimes I just look for someone who is like in our party. I'm like, here, take this.
Yeah.
So the proficiency thing means that you're, this is a deep D&D thing. So you have a thing called a proficiency bonus. And you probably have seen this when you've been leveling up and there's like, you know, there's certain abilities where it's like, you already have like a, you know, you get like a, or when you're doing a skill check, it says +2 for proficiency in something.
Oh, mm-hmm. right.
Right. And so that also applies when you are attacking or wearing armor as defense. You have proficiencies in different skills that apply then to that attack number or that defensiveness. And so when it says that you're not proficient in something, it means you're not going to get that proficiency bonus. Can you still use the item? Yes, but you're not going to be able, so you're not going to be as strong with that item as you would be with a different one.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So yeah. You know, if you give Gale like a great axe, he can't really do a lot of work with that.
Yeah.
You're right. Better off giving it to Karlak.
Yeah.
Right.
But and then like there are certain things about the classes where they have specific characteristics that mean that something, even though they might not be, even though they might be proficient in something, might not benefit them to use it. Like barbarians, like Karlak. For example, she can wear, I think, medium and heavy armor, but she actually gets like an extra bonus if she's not wearing any armor at all. So mm-hmm. if she just wears clothing.
Oh.
Yeah. And so if you put her in heavier armor, she actually is like slightly less efficient than
where
if she's not.
Where are you reading these things?
Are they like in the description?
They're in the description, and then they're in the character sheet a lot as well.
Oh,
and
okay.
So this is kind of like digging in and like really reading the, and this is the level of nerd that I am, is really digging into the traits and like understanding the traits really specifically is kind of the secret to D&D in general. Mm-hmm. And then like this is just an extension of that. So mm-hmm. Yeah.
I gave Karlak some like bracers, I think. That yes. increase, it says it increases your armor class to like 15 or 13 or something really high, only if you're not holding a shield or if you're not wearing any armor. So it's like, yeah. it's, I don't know. It makes more sense to wear just those and nothing else.
Yeah. Ellen is, and the armor thing is confusing because there's armor and then there's clothing.
Yeah.
And so like you can have like, what Gail is wearing, those robes are clothing. It's not even light armor. And so it's
right.
Yeah. So that doesn't count. Like, so that in that would apply. So Jackie, then your condition would still be met,
right?
You know, with those things. So like Karlak's default outfit, the thing that she's wearing all the time for you right now, probably, is she's not naked, but
she's wearing clothes,
but she's clothing. Wearing clothes. Yeah.
Yeah.
But not armor. So,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You know, it is
yeah.
deep and broad and thorough.
yeah, yeah.
You can also just play the game without min-maxing and still have a good time and just don't worry about these things, you know?
I'm trying so hard, but I die at everything. Like, I'm trying to play what you just said, but I just die everywhere.
To be fair, that Githyanki fight is redonkulous.
Okay. That's a hard fight.
Yeah, I've only done it with one of my characters. One of my three characters. And the only way I got through it was, and I didn't even have the patience to do this. I got frustrated. I threw the controller and then Jimbo picked it up and spammed quick save to get me through that fight. Like
so you had to run like the best, luckiest fight essentially.
Yeah.
To
yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah. yeah
and
yeah.
I had already like encountered them and then like ran away to like get more XP and level up a little bit more and then come back, and they were still there. They hadn't disappeared. So like, you know, you really got lucky, Kaylee. But
I wonder if it was like an act one, act two thing.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, you could also try like every branch of the dialogue tree and see if you convince them to just leave you be without fighting.
Right.
Or you can just go through the Underdark, which is also a completely valid path. Yeah. And the Myconids are really fun. I think you should see them.
I'll probably do that. I honestly just... I forgot that we found that room that I couldn't figure the puzzle out in.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then
yeah.
I was searching all around in the Goblin place and just for whatever reason, like, didn't come... You know what probably happened is I... came to like the beginning of that chamber and had this immediate like I've been here before and turned around so like didn't look again or something and I just couldn't figure out where to go and I was like all right kind of bored with this like let's just take the above ground trail and see where it goes and then I kind of just got stuck there for ages
yeah. And also if you go through the Goblin hideout you get through the moon door or whatever there is another way out without shooting the crystal laser thing. There's like a window you can hop out of.
Oh. What are you talking about?
Don't go that way.
What do you mean?
Don't.
I didn't find that until way later.
Don't go that way.
Through the window?
Don't go that way.
Why?
Oh.
I mean, go that way if you want to, but
through the window?
Don't say I didn't warn you.
Okay. Oh.
The window?
Mm-hmm.
To the wall?
What?
No, I have to know.
Till the sweat drop.
to the window, to the wall. No, I'm not. I'm just gonna leave that there. So just save before you do it, and then go that way.
Maybe I'll go back and check it out.
Veer, if you just save beforehand and then veer left, and
all right,
okay,
you'll know it when you find the statues.
I'm playing like a pure
no
save scum rule.
The statues. I remember.
No save scum?
Yes, I fought that thing. It was hard. I fought it with a different character.
Did you
Kaylee
beat it?
Kaylee just made the face from the first person who dies in the ring. Surprise and horror.
In the closet? Oh, just, that jump scare?
Yeah. That's okay.
That's a good one.
Now I have to go try it. Damn it.
Okay. So there's a fight there.
There's a big bad.
Oh, big bad.
You think the bullet is hard.
Big bad. Worse than the bullet?
If you think the bullet's hard,
the bullet was. I don't know how to kill that thing. I'm just running away.
I did fight that thing way later. Like I wasn't level 4.
Okay.
Don't go that way right now.
Okay. Oh, maybe.
I mean, or you can. And Billy, I agree with you. I try not to do the spam save thing either.
It's annoying.
I do try to save before. I don't know. Before I enter a new area, just in case, just so I know where I'm coming back from, so I don't lose a whole lot of like forward momentum.
Yeah, that would probably be smart because I have had a few, like I opened a door and you immediately are in combat with 50 things and you're just kind of like, oh, I didn't even want to come in here.
Battle
like,
commence. Yeah.
And now, you know, if you die, your last save was 2 hours ago.
Right.
That's crazy that it doesn't autosave more. That's so weird.
There are.
Because really it did weird. A loading screen at the door anyway, right? And then you get ambushed. Yes. It's like, why wouldn't you just autosave at opening doors that have loading screens?
It does.
Just
do that. Yeah. It does do autosave though, right? Like there isn't
on occasion,
but like weird choices.
Okay,
very sporadically, not in any meaningful way.
Right, not enough to
like Zelda.
Not enough to help you throughout the game, like on a regular basis.
Yeah,
that makes sense. Every time I pick up the game, it's just been a long enough time that I kind of forget that quick save's a thing, and then like I don't know. It's either you know I remember or I regret it. So I just have to remember to really. Keep doing the quick save, even if it's just like it doesn't hurt.
It's just so rare that that's a thing anymore that I don't think about it.
It's really
even our Photoshop files autosave now. Like I just don't have that same built-in save everything
true.
Like
mentality. That's true. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's just like part of the mechanic. Like it's if you think about it as a game, then it's you know just another mechanic in the game that's like just makes it a little bit more rigorous. I don't know, but I don't know if I don't know if I need it either. But you know,
I've always been bad at remembering to save. I have lost many research papers.
Oh no!
Many book reports.
Oh yeah.
Oh no!
I've been there with design files where you have to train your Apple S, Command S, Command S. But not so much, you know. Nowadays we've been working in like Figma and. That's all online, so
it's true.
Unless you're playing Baldur's Gate.
Baldur's Gate is, get used to it.
Just before you jump through any windows, just consider a quick save.
Or open any doors from now on. That's what I'm doing.
Anything you think is of any consequence.
Anything where you might be entering a new location that you don't know what's on the other side of it.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Or your friend Kaylee has specifically warned you, don't go that way. You know. That's fine. Don't go that way. Or, you know, like, just save before you go that way. Before it insta-death. It's not quite insta-death. You have to go left.
Okay.
Yeah. So you go out the window and you go left.
Or you can just shoot the crystal and go out the gate.
Yeah,
just do
that.
You know?
I'll go check it out. I'll go check it out. Just to.
Yeah. Just or to you can go down the elevator.
Or you can go down the elevator.
You know, there are.
I want to go find this elevator.
Can't do that.
Many ways.
Go up the elevator.
So many options.
I'm probably just going to do the elevator because I think I'm there right now.
Oh, so am I the only one doing the above ground route then?
Oh.
I try.
Come to the dark. Come to the dark side.
She helped Minthara, and so Minthara was like, "Hey, I can get you through the mountain pass."
Oh, the mountain pass. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm
supposed to go that way.
I'm curious.
The Yankee isn't even the hard part of the mountain pass.
Yeah. What's up with the
shadow? I mean, it is.
You guys haven't seen what's the shadow thing yet? No.
Shadow.
No, I haven't seen not in this playthrough yet.
Oh, okay. Okay. Because I know that was Halston's like whole thing was like, oh, the shadow, the shadows, blah blah blah, the mountain pass.
So this next bit is kind of like getting to the shadows.
Gotcha. Okay.
And either you go. Through the Underdark, which I guess bypasses some of it, the Mountain Pass, which I don't know how much it, but I don't know. I'm not sure how the difference in, because I haven't done the Mountain Pass before, so I have no idea where it's going to dump me out as far as like where the Shadowlands are in relation to it. But
I can tell you there's a cool monastery on top of a mountain. And that's what I'm looking at beautiful. Right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's still a bunch of Githyanki there. And it does seem like this is where the creche is. And it does seem incredibly dangerous. Mm-hmm. But we're going to, like Zell insists on exploring, so we're going to explore.
So, all right.
Yes.
Interesting.
Godspeed.
Yeah. I've already met like one crazy trader lady who wants me to steal a Githyanki egg for her to raise.
What? That seems like a weird choice.
It's a weird choice. It's a weird choice. I'm not into it.
Are they? Yeah. Is the egg like a Githyanki?
Like a baby.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure what their
life cycle was. No,
I know.
Yeah, I guess they reproduce with eggs.
Oh.
Clearly, Lizelle has boobs, so they must be some kind of monotreme.
Oh boy, we're going to biological. I don't know.
This is the great debate in fantasy and sci-fi. Are the boobs purely aesthetic, Jackie?
Oh, I see. Okay.
Are they functional?
These are
vestigial boobs.
Vestigial. It's just for it's just for show. It's just to
it's for the armor, so the armor fits better.
Yeah.
I mean, she thought our noses were too fleshy, so yeah. I can only imagine.
It's just to scare away, you know, prey and quarry or something, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
The nose or the boobs?
I was talking about the vestigial boobs, but yeah.
Vestigial boobs.
Yeah. They're just there.
Those usually don't scare away.
Well, it depends, I guess.
maybe they scare away Illithids, which are the Githyanki's main enemies.
Oh. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Maybe the Illithids are terrified of boobs.
Doesn't seem like it worked. There were a lot of boobs on that ship that we started
running
around
with.
That's true.
Okay. That's true. Well, that's egg. That's something. Yeah, I didn't know that eggs. Was the that's how they are born into this world. Yeah.
I told her no, but we'll see if I can steal an egg.
How big are these eggs?
I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's got to be like ostrich.
Humans have eggs, but you can't, you know.
You can't like steal one.
No.
That's so true. What if you have to do like egg retrieval surgery on Githyanki?
Oh, no.
No.
Yeah, I assume
force feed them hormones until
I hope it's like you know,
we're eating beans again tonight, baby.
Yeah, I hope it's just sitting on like a Githyanki nest, and there's like someone just like laying on top of it or something.
Eggs, I'm kind of curious how they're.
You should definitely steal an egg just to hear about it.
Yeah, just for the anatomical curiosity.
Just for the anatomical curiosity of the egg. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
I want to know how big.
I agree. It fits with your character.
Yeah.
It does fit with my character. See how if I can do that without pissing off Lysel too much.
I expect the egg to be novelty sized.
What does that mean?
Does that mean like extra small and cute?
Or no, like it's going to be weirdly large. Yeah.
Like I bet it's going to be big.
The size of a Githyanki already. They just walk out.
It's a velociraptor egg for sure. Right?
It's a velociraptor.
Like, it's a Jurassic Park velociraptor.
Yeah, yeah.
That's my bet.
I just imagine like a stripper popping out of a cake, but it's a Githyanki popping out of an egg.
Yeah, that's how I imagine it. And exactly. I hope it comes to pass. And I hope that's what it is.
I have this wonderful image of like a fully armored, skinny, you know, Githyanki sitting on an egg and incubating it. And then it just splits open and it's just like a full another Githyanki.
It's a whole another Githyanki. Yeah. Man.
No.
Well. I hope so.
Yeah. So maybe we'll steal an egg.
Well, do that for us, Kaylee. We need to learn about it.
Yeah, please do.
Okay. Please do. For science. Mm-hmm. Okay. Perhaps.
Oh, but amazing. Yeah.
That's pretty, at least. That's all I got.
Yankee. Githyanki. Stuff and things.
I can't believe you didn't take the egg route. I feel like the egg was the home run.
Eggs.
Oh, mama. Put that thing on easy mode. Go with standard a dish. Story mode is my big fetish. Go with
dish. This ain't no speed run, mama. I'm having hella fun. No need to get overpowered. Just take that starting hour. You can turn me into a farmer, but don't need me a horse armor. Standard dish. Store mode is my big bad ish. Standard dish. My avatar's all coquettish. She's coquettish. Deluxe edition art book. Mama, I'm never gonna look past a jacket. Fake sword. I'm still stuck in the starting tower. I've been lost for like a fucking hour. What? We'll go with standard dish. Why? Store mode is my. Oh, she's cool.